Hello, Arthur. This is George. We're up at Lubbock, and I brought my recorder up with me so that we could make a tape for you. I'm not going to say much because I know you want to listen to your family. I just want to say to look after yourself. I know things are getting pretty rough out there. We've been hearing about it on TV and reading about it in the paper. And keep writing to us to let us know you're okay. So I'm going to turn this up mic over to your mother right now.
Hello, Arthur. This is Saturday, the last of the month, and we are real happy together here. Dolores and George came over this weekend to spend the Labor Day weekend with us, and we're sure happy to have them because it's been a long time since the 4th of July that I've seen them, and of course we wanted to see the baby. This is the first time that Daddy had seen the baby and the rest of the family, and Roy and Reba are here, and also the Pettis' family is here, and Dale's here, and of course we're real happy. We all had dinner together, and Jimito is real big and grown up, and you ought to see your ahijadito. He's really grown, and of course we're real happy that you wrote Dolores a letter. I haven't got to read the letter because she misplaced it, but she'll probably find it around her suitcase somewhere. And listen, son, I wrote you at the same address that you have been writing to us. And we're very sorry that you had to move. I don't know if it'd be better or what, but we were kind of sorry that you had to move. We wish you'd have stayed at the same place. And of course, we're hoping to see you in the future. We're all right, all the family. Daddy has been kind of sick, and I think you will probably get my mail pretty soon. I was in the hospital for several days, but nothing serious at all. It was just that, you know, since I'm diabetic in my blood, had to be regulated and had to go back on my strict diet again. But it's nothing to worry about. I wrote and explained all about it. And about going, that delayed my trip to Mexico, which I had planned to go during August, but I don't know. We will tell in the future. And I'll sign off because I know the girls wants to say something. Each one is going to say a little bit. So I'll sign off, and God bless you, son.
My daddy here.
Tell who you are.
I'm here.
I
do love it.
Hello, Arthur, compadre. How are you? I hope you're doing fine. We're over here at Mother's. We got here today, and we are planning on staying here for 2 days. Wish you could be with us. We have been having a good, real good time. Nora, Reba, Dale, it's Molly and Mandy and Daddy and Ral and Roy. Everybody's here and all the kids. We're fixing to go after Patsy to get her to come over here because I will only be here for 2 days, so I want to see all of them. Do you realize that it had been 1 year since I had come here, almost as long as you have been away? So I hope the next time I come, you will be home. Or maybe I will get to see you first if you stop by my house first. Remember what you told me? I won't tell nobody. I promise. Because I know you want to surprise everybody. The girls are all very shy about talking, you know, on the mic. It kind of, there's some outside, and but eventually I guess all of them will come over here. You should see Gogi and Jeannie. My, they're tall. I couldn't believe it was them. And they all have changed so much. So has Reba and I don't know, they just look like different girls. They sure have grown. They're getting prettier all the time. And let's see what else. Oh, I heard the tape that you sent to Mother and Daddy, and it sounded very good, except only one thing, I think it was kind of, you know, low. I mean, we couldn't hear it very, you know, but maybe it was because it was, there was so much noise going, we were making so much noise. You know how Jimmy is, he's a big, loud mouth. But he's a good little boy. Well, I guess I better say bye-bye, and I'll be writing to you as soon as I get home. I got your letter Thursday, and I will be writing to you as soon as I get home. Oh, your Ahava is sure is growing. He was 8 months last week, and I brought him home to see to meet Daddy and the boys, because Mother had already met him. But something that he looks like you, and something that he looks like my in-laws, and his Uncle Bob, and some like me. So I'll just leave it up to you when you come home and see, and let you tell us who he looks like. Well, I guess I better say bye now, because there's so many. So you take care of yourself, and write soon, okay? We'll be praying for you. Bye-bye.
Arthur, this is Roy now, and we're here at your mother's having a wonderful time. And we're at your mother's having a lousy time.
We're having a wonderful time. That's what Reba told me to tell you. And I'm fixing to take Dolores over to Peggy's house to get her. And everybody's here having a lousy time. That's what Reba says anyway. And here's John Arthur. Boy, he's a cute little fella, too.
Say hi.
Say something, Mark. Say something.
Well, you go and...
No, he doesn't want to say anything. I got 32 hours in school, and I'll be going back this fall as a sophomore.
How about turtles?
And let me see. I've been working, going to fix the car up, I hope. Maybe get another one. I hadn't decided yet. And all the kids are outside messing around the yard, throwing rocks, hitting the windows on the cars. And here's Nora. She wants to say something. Here she comes. Here she is.
Hi, Arthur. How are you?
Tell her about Eddie. Tell her about Eddie.
We're having a wonderful time. Dolores and George are here. And Reba and goodbye.
Hi, Tootie. Un ruidazo que aquí, just like when everybody gets together, y nomás que te voy a decir de la canción nueva que anda, de Reinalda, Reinalda, que trae la minifalda, y todos nomás, I'm having a wonderful time, no hay uno cómo comenzar. Bueno, tú la first watermelon que sacó mi daddy del garden, and it's real good, everybody's talking, no puede uno hablar mucho. Y así toda la chamaqueanda es usual la juera con mar y piedras y cuanto. And John Arthur is so cute, he's got his fingers in his mouth right now. Y no quiere hablar nada. Bueno, we'll see ya.
Hello, Art. This is your little brother. I want to tell you about the friendship scrimmage, O'Donnell. And they beat him 12-0. I couldn't believe it. But that's one of the guys told me. And I'm playing on the freshman team, so I'm not doing hardly anything. My first game's going to be in the stadium.